bar.
Yeah?
A wrecking bar, you know, it'd be a terrible building. It's got a little split place in there, and you just put them bars in there, and you put it around that post, you know, and you just tighten it in, and then keep on, and you just tighten it in, and then you nail it with a staple.
Okay.
You know, put one or two staples in there, keep it slipping. And you go on and on and do it. They've got modern things now. Machines and things stretch it.
Yeah. How many strands did you use? Did you use three or four?
Well, I don't know. I'd say about four or six. Different. Depends on different things.
Yeah. Depends on what you're
doing. Yeah, and the different contours of the ground. If it was low and if it was level, you could do better. Mm-hmm. You stretch it down the low place, you take more wire to fill up that low
place. Mm-hmm. Well, did you have a fence around the house? No fence around the
house? Oh, we had what's called a paling, picket fence.
I see.
We used to run jump over that.
It wasn't very tall then, huh?
Yes, it was.
Oh, what?
It was the most dangerous thing in the world you could do.
How tall was it?
It was about 4 foot.
Yeah? Well, what?
We you know, when you're growing up, though, nothing would stop you. You dare do it.
Oh, yeah.
Climb up in the bar and jump out of it.
Well, did these...
Get up in a tree and jump out. You can't do that. You get old.
Right.
Your bones get brittle and you can't hurt your spine. But
yeah.
When you're young, you just bend all them bones. I'd say 3 inches wide.
Mm-hmm. And how far apart about?
Space about 2 inches apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's wide, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We call it palings. We call them palings.
Mm-hmm.
When they're pickets, our palings, we call them palings. But now they call them pickets. See, that's a different term there.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't call it. Nobody understands what palings
are. Yeah, that's true. Did you
call
pickets then?
Oh, no, that was fancy.
But you called...
That's kind of up to duty.
Yeah.
We didn't want to speak city language.
Yeah.
We spoke country language. Well, we made up our words.
Did you call it a picket fence, though?
We called it a paling.
Oh, you did? Huh. That's interesting.
No. Farm language, rural language is so different. Of course, America was rural to start with.
Yeah, that's true.
And they go to the city and you get involved with different subjects and different professions and every one of them. You all hear the oil field workers talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
My brother used to work in the oil fields.
Really?
And the term, you never heard his words, have you?
Yeah, no, they really do make stuff up.
There's one, something about a head. Hog head, I don't know what it's called. So many things. Of course, mechanics has the same thing.
Yeah.
Doctors, scaffold.
Yes.
They call it knife something else. They already say a knife, a pair of pliers, but they don't call them a pair of pliers.
No,
the same thing.
Of course not. We got to impress people.
Well, and medicine's the same way. They use Latin mostly to name, just water. Or whatever it is, they go into Latin.
Mm-hmm. That's true. They do that.
Well, they should be in the simple.
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. Did you grow most of the food yet?
We grew about 90% of what we eat.
Did you, must have been a pretty good garden then, huh?
Well, it was. Of course, I wasn't big enough to garden.
Yeah.
We grew, most anything you can think. We grew sweet potatoes then.
It is. What else did you grow?
We had onions, and we had lettuce, mustard, tomatoes.